dying literally inside. I was just so terrified. I was really afraid I was going to end up. We lived at the time on the Central Coast, Pismo Beach, Shell Beach, San Luis, that area. I was really afraid I was going to end up like the lady who has the big Palma sign on 101. You know, I just knew that was going to be me if I really let this happen. So that was part of my resistance to doing this kind of work. But of course,
how long ago was this?
Oh gosh, 11 years ago. How old am I now? 10 or 11 years ago now. Yeah. And the whole experience, I'll just share with you a little bit until Tina comes back, and then we're going to do a deepening. That whole experience was incredibly empowering. I was asked on the inner level to work with the doctors, to be my physician and let them be my assistants, which I thought was a really unique way of looking at things. But when I decided to say yes to that and do that, I was very much empowered. I was told that... Little person. Anyway, I said that literally to the physician, and there was quite a silence. I asked them to read some of the books that I had read in the past. I don't know if they ever read any of them, but I wasn't given a very favorable prognosis. The lump appeared suddenly and grew rapidly, and by the time the surgeon did a biopsy, it was the size of a small egg. So they were certain that it had metastasized. And, you know, I had to make a decision within like 24 to 48 hours about treatment, no treatment, what kind of treatment, where do I do it, what surgeon, all of this stuff. And I just insisted on having my own time to make the decision and chose the surgeon that I felt most comfortable to work with. He seemed most open to my ideas. And I even ended up calling him at home one night and telling him he would have to talk me into this process. One of the reasons I opted for surgery is that cancer is a very active energetic on my mother's side of the family. Not only have I lost a brother, I've lost uncles and grandparents, and I have cousins who have different forms of cancer. Another cousin in particular who had breast cancer after I had it. But anyway, it's a very active energetic, and so there's a lot of fear in my mother's family around that and around the survival rate, which generally has not been very good. And so just from my taking my own power to deal with this in the way that I saw fit, it really impacted my family in a lot of ways. And later, my mother developed abdominal cancer 3 years ago now. She had abdominal cancer. But I feel that just by her observance of me and the way I spoke with the doctors and the way my healing, I didn't need pain medication afterwards. I had no, there was no metastases. I healed amazingly rapidly, all of those things. I did have a series of x-ray treatments, and I had none of the side effects that they said I would have. I had no burning, no loss of hair, no weakness, no nothing. My blood count was higher at the end than it was when I started, and I kept thinking other people's blood had gotten mixed up with mine. And I made a connection with the machine that gave me the emissions for the x-ray treatment, and was actually able to sense its energy when it came at me, worked with the body as far as taking only what was necessary for this body and releasing the rest. And it ended up being not only an empowering teaching for myself, but for my family. So I look at that time as having been a real potent, powerful time. And I had, the surgical room was filled with angels. I had the doctor connect with me before surgery. Just so many things that I did and talked about that they had never heard of a patient talk about or behave in the way I did. I actually had the anesthesiologist come back after the surgery, because I had told him when he was beginning to administer it to me that I wanted him to monitor me very closely, because I'd asked to leave my body and go to a healing temple, and that my body probably would not require the standard amount or whatever based on my weight and all that they calculate. And he let it go in one ear, out the other, and you know, right? You're going to sleep now, you know, and here comes the injection. Oh, he was just, he could not believe I was saying these things. But he came back to my room after surgery, because what happened was he did notice that I didn't need as much. And I came out of it while they were stitching me up. I was began to awaken, and I heard them all get frightened, and I just said, it's all right, you know, I'm all right, I'll go back for a while. And I disappeared, and then I came out again, and I still had the airway in, and I took the airway out myself. And so he came back, and we had a wonderful talk, and what did you do, how did you do that, that kind of thing. A really interesting man. But anyway, that was an extremely empowering, deep connecting time for family and the angelic kingdom, which guided me through the whole process. When I was really not wanting to do the surgery, they are the ones, my guardian angel in particular, got my finger to dial, you know, punch those buttons and dial my surgeon and tell him I needed him to help me do this because I felt it could be done differently, but my family was so terrified that I didn't have the time. So, all right, well, enough of my talking. I've been going on here. I wanted to do a little deepening to bring into your bodies the energies for this new year. It's brief, but it's subtle and powerful. And I think it will help you have kind of a better seat on the earth or within your body and feel more present and more connected. And we're going to do some grounding work shortly, too. I'm going to put this one in, Lori. This side is fine. So before we do this, I want to share with you an Iroquois prayer. I don't know where I found this, but I really like it a lot. And it is about the new year. And it just says, "We return thanks to our Mother, the Earth, which sustains us. We return thanks to the rivers and streams which supply us with water. We return thanks to all herbs which furnish medicines for the cure of diseases. We return thanks to the corn and to her sisters, the beans and squashes which give us life. We return thanks to the bushes and trees which provide us with fruit. We return thanks to the sun who has looked upon the earth with a beneficent eye. And lastly, we return thanks to the Great Spirit in whom is embodied all goodness and who directs all things for the good of his children, her children." So if you want to just get comfortable and close your eyes, and you can lie down even if you want to. I don't think Pee-wee will mind. He's in a deepening, that's right. You could turn that up a little bit, maybe, Lori. That tape's kind of soft, I think. That's good. Maybe just take a few deep breaths and just get comfortable within your body. And if you feel any tension anywhere, just affirm that it is gone. Let it go. And release. And just begin to create for yourself right here in this room a place that is warm, safe, relaxed, secure. And then allow your attention to move into your heart center, the middle of your chest, and just focus your attention there. And then from the center of your heart, allow your consciousness to expand beyond the boundaries of your body, beyond your emotions and your mind. And allow your consciousness to expand far, far beyond you, to that potential level, which is the spiritual level of you. The spiritual part of yourself is vast and limitless, beautiful and wise beyond your own personality's capacity to understand it or comprehend it. It emanates from your soul. This is also the area where the knowledge of your purpose or a memory of the dream that you plan to live before coming in this time resides. Now, remembering that this is 1995, just gently begin to ask the energies of this year, the restructuring energies for the body, to move gently into your spiritual body with you. And just allow those restructuring energies to fill your spiritual body. And then gently ask that energy to descend into your mental body. And let it fill every aspect of your intellect, all your belief structures, all your thoughts and opinions. Remember that this process is safe and non-threatening to your brain and your mind. And when that body feels full, just allow these New Year's energies to flow down into the emotional body. And allow it to flow throughout your emotional body and to fill it. This body is the seat of all your emotions and feelings, so it's very important that it awaken to these new energies and align with them. When that body feels full, allow the energy to fully move into your physical body, slowly and gently. And let it move through the skeletal structure and all your organs and systems. And allow it to fill the spinal column as well. And then ask if you would like to that it move into the cellular, the atomic and subatomic levels of your physical body. And then when your body begins to feel full, gently refocus your attention at your heart center. And now ask that the energies integrate and move into balance through the heart center of all your bodies, physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. So that you are unified and now moving in harmony with the energy that this year, 1995, carries. Become aware of the balance and the peaceful feeling that you can have on all levels, and gently bringing this new energy through all the bodies and integrating it. And just affirm for yourself that you are now unified and synchronized with the energy that the year 1995 carries. And then just allow your attention to come back fully into this present moment. Take a deep breath, and when you are ready, open your eyes. It's so funny, I said something about relaxing and moving into your body, and he just kind of went like this. It was so cute. I saw his tail, and he scooched down in there.
And he's still there.
We're going to try to break today at 12:30 for lunch. I forgot to mention that most important fact early on. And we'll just kind of be on our own, or we can all troop somewhere for lunch or whatever.
I have a good idea about Kim.
Oh, is that nearby?
Yeah,
is that the one you were talking about?
Oh, I've never been to that one.
Okay, they're the same family.
Oh, they have
is it?
And they're open for lunch. So.
Oh,
Well, I want to touch on the grace process a little bit. It's the word grace, G-R-A-C-E, it's five steps for angel contact, and it's really delineated or defined in a book called Ask Your Angels. And they're very open about using whatever they have shared in that book, and I thought the idea that they came up with five steps and terming it grace was really kind of cute and unique. So I want to share that a little bit with you. The five steps are grounding, releasing, aligning, conversing, and enjoying. And the grounding process is the first of those steps, and it's probably one of the most important. It's prime for doing any kind of spiritual work. If you are going to teach, or if you're going to do a session for somebody, or if you're going to go and get a treatment from someone, it's really important that you be grounded. And being grounded simply means having your full attention right now at this moment in time and being fully present in your body, not having your intellect, for example, worrying about stuff that's happened or what's going to happen in the future or whatever, not having your emotions so crazy that you have they're running you rather than the other way around. Being in touch with yourself, really being home, really being present. Lots of us have had the experience of driving somewhere and you reach your destination and you have no clue how you got there or how the miles disappeared. Well, that's being ungrounded. That's exactly what it's like. It's like having the lights on but nobody's home. You appear to be here, you know, but you're really somewhere else. And groundedness has been one of the best tools for my life that I've come across. I was extremely ungrounded as a child, always kind of way out there, and people couldn't get my attention, or I didn't listen well, all those kinds of things. I did not know about focusing or about being grounded until much, much later. So that's the first step, and we're going to I will take you through the grounding process so you can see what that feels like. Because we are human and we are spirit living in these human bodies, you have a connection to the heaven worlds or the spiritual aspect. And you're also very connected to the Mother Earth because she is who we live on, and we are her children, you might say, while we are here. What are you doing?
I'm hitting my foot.
I thought, is there another animal under there or something? That's so funny. So the grounding process really helps you to connect with heaven and with Earth, such that you are anchored securely between both, and you have the ability then to bring in the spiritual as well as the strong energies of the Earth Mother. So that's grounding. Releasing has to do with, if you want to make angel contact, beyond being grounded, you really have to have let go of all your stuff that is overwhelming you from the day or from your life or whatever. It's very hard to receive things on a spiritual level when you're in a state of fear or shock or whatever it might be. So if you want to have a clear and conscious contact where you're going to receive either information on an inner level or you're going to sit and write, it's good to let go of the day's stuff and do a little process to release and let go. It's much more productive to be in a positive state, release any old negative thoughts that you have that you're really conscious of, as much as you can in that moment of time. And what works is just by your intent, saying, you know, I'm releasing and letting go of. Intent is very powerful because energy follows thought. When you intend or you put the thought out there, your energy is right there doing what you're intending. It happens like that. You might not think it does or feel like it's absolutely happening, but when you've set your intent to be a person who has let go of their really stiff structured beliefs for the time being or whatever, any negative beliefs, you can relax. It softens you. Yeah, really. Let's do a little jig. Or let's go get some ice cream. That's what it is, isn't it? The ice cream man.
I was wondering where that was coming.
That's okay. If I were to really go deep into the release process, I would probably take us through a thing where we might look at things that have happened in our life and really do a healing process to release and let go, but that won't be happening in this class today. We're just going to do that by intent. And then the next one is aligning, which is really very simple because, again, you can accomplish this by your intent as well. Just the fact that you long for contact on the spiritual level or you're desirous of angel contact automatically shifts your vibration, lifts it, expands it, so that you begin to go up or expand up towards them. It's very difficult for a lot of beings on the spiritual level to kind of come down to this very dense level, but if we align ourselves with them and open our hearts and minds, our emotions, everything, and align more with a heightened vibration, the contact becomes effortless. So that's a little bit about what aligning is. Conversing, of course, is just receiving written information, which is what we're going to focus on today. And there are some steps that I'll give you in a handout form that will help really specifically with that. Or you can literally have that inner conversation, which I do all the time. I have since I was a child. Constantly a little conversation going on about what you're doing, what you're going to do, what's appropriate for this day, what the next step is, or whatever. It becomes not something that you work at or try to do, it just becomes automatic after a while. And the kind of conversing that we're going to do today will be more of a listening, where you're really going to listen or feel or sense into what information is coming from your own personal guardian angel, and then record that. That comes in many forms. Some people get poetry, some people have music come through, some just have bits and pieces of sentences or words. Some people get pages, they just can't write fast enough. All of this information will flow through. Other people get a feeling, and you can write about that feeling, or a sensation, just a sense. Some people get a warm, positive feeling, rather than actually anything that they want to record specifically. And then, of course, the last step is enjoying, which just simply means invite them into your lives on every level. When you go shopping, Christmas is a great example of this. You take a shopping angel with you. They're out there. They'll help you. You know, they're wonderful. Last Christmas, we had an experience of friends coming unexpectedly that we love, and they always come with presents when they do come at Christmas. But this year, not this last year, but Christmas 93, we didn't have any warning, and I had no present, and I had like an hour before they were going to come. So I told my husband, Bert, I'm going shopping. I know I'm going to find something, and he's going, you've got an hour, you know, it's never going to happen. You got to wrap it then. You got to pay for it. The lines will be long. But he says, nee. And I said, no, I'm taking a shopping angel. I'm going to do this. It'll be fine. And he went, okay, Lil. And I left. And I went over to the mall, to Gottschalk's, I think, which is where I was asked to go. So I did. And I really had no clue, but I just asked, you know, to show me or direct me what would be appropriate, what's a fun thing. I found three gifts in 30 minutes. When I went to get in line, there was no line, magically. When I went to get them wrapped, I was the third person to get my present wrapped, my presents. So I got in and out of the store in 30 minutes. And Bert was astounded when I came home, needless to say. But that's just a fun, playful thing you can do. Sometimes I'll just get in the car and say, direct me where I need some energizing, or I need to be uplifted, or I need to see flowers, tell me where to go, you know, and I'll drive and be guided in that regard. So the list is endless things you can do. Another thing at Christmas, because I decorate a lot, I always think I'm doing the decorating, but I've learned that it's not me, it's the Christmas angels that come in and tell me where to place things, or where to put candles, or what color to put. So that's the enjoying part. It's just bringing them into your lives, letting them be part of your life. Not hard to do at all. Very easy. Okay, I think I want to take us through the grounding process at this time.